USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
America reporting fewer COVID cases, but some still reluctant to take off their masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday returning to normal won't be easy for everyone.
For 16 months, we've been saying that it's important to wear these masks to protect yourselves. And now what we're saying is it's going to be hard to get back to life as we knew it without these masks. And we're going to do so dipping our toe in the water and having everybody move at their own pace.
The 7-day average of daily new cases down Friday to under 30,000. That's the lowest in almost a year. Closer, but not close enough, apparently. President Biden lowering the cost of his infrastructure plan yesterday to less than $2 trillion, but it's still about $1 trillion higher than the Republican plan. The two sides also disagree on funding sources. Biden wants to tax those making over $400,000. The GOP wants to hike the gas tax. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Anti-Israel protests planned across the U.S. today. Cities big and small, from Alaska to Hawaii, Boston, Chicago, New York, L.A., even Bar Harbor, Maine. Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas in the midst of a ceasefire after more than a week of violence, killing over 200 people, mostly in Gaza. President Biden saying yesterday, peace in the Middle East depends mainly on one thing.
We still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
Work underway to strengthen the tenuous ceasefire. Egypt, which brokered the ceasefire, now talking with Israel. President Biden apparently planning to meet with members of George Floyd's family next week. The Hill reporting yesterday the meeting Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. The White House not confirming the report. Meanwhile, the White House hoping to push through a police reform bill named for Floyd that passed the House but has yet to pass the Senate. We have our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, subtropical storm Ana, forming this morning. Ana not expected to impact the U.S. A tropical storm watch issued for Bermuda, though. Ana forming a little early, the Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially start until June 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A debate in the medical community over the need for a COVID booster shot. Tim Berg has more.
Prepare to get a third coronavirus vaccination. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling Axios during a live stream that a booster shot will likely be needed within a year. Fauci adding that the vaccines are effective against COVID and the five strains for at least 6 months. Dr. Vin Gupta tells MSNBC,
there is no evidence right now at 6 months that you might need a booster at a year, or frankly at a year and a half after you get the shot. We know that at 6 months after you get the vaccine, in the case of Pfizer, that your antibody levels are through the roof and that you're protected against all the variants that exist to this day. So to say that at 9 months or at 12 months, as the Pfizer and the Moderna CEOs put out today, that you might need a booster is devoid of evidence. So I would encourage them, publish the evidence.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A child killed in a California freeway shooting. Wendy King has details.
Police in California are saying that a road rage incident is the cause of a shooting on Freeway 55 in the city of Orange. They said gunfire came from a white sedan and went into another, killing a six-year-old boy. Officer Florentino Oliveira is with the CHP.
We want to hear from witnesses. We're asking for your help.
Police officers have been walking shoulder to shoulder along the freeway in Orange looking for evidence. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.